Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Somebody we didn't hear from, but I think is in that that big group of important players, that small group of not players but important pieces to this organization, I think he got affected today. You see that old Aiden Hutchinson?
Got him a new deal, didn't he?
The Lions gave him a four-year, $180 million extension. He now gets $141 in guarantees. His $45 million average salary trails only Green Bay's Micah Parsons at 46.5 among non-quarterbacks. He went out there and got a big shot. And I do think, as I said, Will Anderson, this affects Will Anderson. Before going into that, Clint, you surprised that Aiden Hutchinson has been this good? If you remember, I do. I remember the draft. I think.
Yeah, I wasn't as high on him.
Aiden Hutchinson, that draft, that's the Derek Stingley draft. I believe that is the
correct.
I remember we were at the
at
that outdoor amphitheater over here, right?
Yeah. Thank God, Jacksonville drafted Walker. Texans fans,
but
Walker went one, and Hutch went two, and then Stingley went three, but. I thought he would be good. I'm surprised that we've reached this point. I think he's clearly one of the 10 best defensive players in the league, and maybe closer towards the five range. He's definitely a top five pass rusher, and he is clearly the guy that everybody looks and focuses in game plans against the Lions, and he still gets through. He completely deserved this. I didn't think he was going to be bad. I thought he would be a solid, like, second tier 8.5 to 10 sack type of guy. I didn't think he'd be a game changer.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, how do you? I mean, most guys aren't. You know, I mean, it's like that's why he got 4 years, 180. Is it don't most guys don't work out to this degree? We've got one here in Will Anderson. I mean,
when Will came out, you thought Will was going to be good, right?
No, I really liked Will as a defensive player and. You know, I didn't know where exactly he was going to play because if you remember when he came out, he had a unique skill set and you don't really know exactly how and where what system he's going to fit. Is it a 4-3 or 3-4? And, you know, I liked him to be a good player. I wasn't going to stand up and beat my chest about him being the best pass rusher in football. I wasn't going to stand up and beat my chest about him being one of the best defensive ends in the game because you look at defending the run and being able to rush the passer, just being a guy that creates a ton of chaos. I mean, Will's in the top three or four in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, I didn't, you know, predicting whether these guys when they're drafted are going to be market-setting talents by their third or fourth year, I think is a losing battle because only a handful of them do it. But yeah, Aiden Hutchinson has earned every bit of it. Will Anderson has earned every bit of it. And you're right. This is, I mean, I think Will is going to be in this range, 45, 46, 47 a year.
Yeah, but there are certain guys that get drafted early. You're like, yeah, he's probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Like he's probably going to be pretty good. I thought him and Walker would be a bit similar. And what Walker has been, I thought Hutchinson could be a little bit better of a pass rusher.
Yeah.
But what Walker has been, a solid defensive end. He's going to start. He's going to play and maybe start in the league for 10 years plus. But, you know, this guy is, I mean, they've got a guy trending towards maybe a Hall of Fame type of career. And I, you know, I didn't, in my wildest, I didn't think that was going to be the case. And you said that, right, as Will is at, or he's at 46, or at 45, only 46 and a half with Micah Parsons is the most. When you look at this, because Will Anderson, I heard Reggie say this earlier, and I agree with him. He's maybe the most confident player that Texans fans, and I would even say Texans front office, like young player they have. I think Will Anderson is the most confident player they have the most confidence in to be able to be a guy moving forward, even more than CJ. I think CJ's value is bigger. But if you say to me, who's a guy that you know is going to be really, really good? I think Will Anderson is probably at the top of that list. You think he gets more than Hutchinson, or you think like he is starting to get into the range of there's Parsons, there's Hutchinson, and then he comes under that, or do you think he goes over?
I think if he wants to, I think he goes over both of them.
Really?
I think he's deservedly in the top five or six, right? It's his time, and so that's going to bump him up over some of the guys anyway, because it's his contract coming up, and he's the next up. And so then you got to go beyond that. This is a guy that you can absolutely build your champ, what you would expect to be a championship caliber football team around. This is a guy that is the most important player in your building, unless you've got an alpha quarterback, which I just don't believe CJ is going to be that guy as it comes to developing the team and the roster and affecting and leading. And I think Will is that guy for the Houston Texans moving forward. The question here is Will a guy that says, you know, hey, look, I don't need to set the mark? Is Will a guy that understands that, you know, a couple million dollars a year off of his deal could impact somebody else in a major, major way and could mean, hey, we get to keep somebody else around versus lose them to another team? Does he take that approach? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't. I'd get that money on that first contract. But
I would have thought Hutchinson would have gone over.
I would have too.
That's kind of the surprise there. If this is the deal of, all right, Micah's up here and everybody's got to come under.
Yeah.
Right.
I think Will is a guy that, again, just by his play deserves to be in the conversation. And then when you look at what he means to D'Amico, you look at what he means to the Houston Texans. This is a guy that, I mean, he's cut from the J.J. Watt cloth. I mean, he's a guy that you view as, if I'm ownership, I'm going to do everything I can to keep him in a Texans uniform until he can't play no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's who, to me, that's who Will Anderson is. And you're, like, to your point, I think as an organization, you are really confident in who he is, what he brings to the table, what he could mean to the organization, what he means to the fan base. That is a face of the franchise player in Will Anderson in every sense of the phrase. And so, yeah, I mean, they got to do whatever they got to do to keep him here.
Yeah. Big night tonight for Ryan Hollins.
Why is that?
Tyler, as you know, the Rockets got Grady Dick tonight.
Oh boy, he's got to keep that phrase.
Didn't Ryan Hollins have to make an apology for?
Yeah.
That is correct.
The Grady Dick situation.
Yeah, somebody got dick in the face, Craig.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
See if he's okay.
God, he is somewhere in a Toronto hotel. Shout out to him. Saw him at the dentist. At the kids' dentist. As both of our kids were getting teeth.
And you're up there living amongst all the big money folks, yeah, man.
He's a lot taller, and his kids are a lot taller than my kids, but. Shout out to him, but I bet he is in a Toronto hotel somewhere. All right, let me make sure. He ought to just call him Grady.
Yeah, somebody got dick in the face, Craig.
Yeah, just call him Grady. At this point, man.
A great moment.
Just don't put it in the face. I mean, you just don't. You can't talk about Grady and his last name and his face.
But it's so much easier that if you just go, oh man, Grady got hit in the face.
See if he's okay.
Yeah, but you okay.
Can't.
Hey,
when you're calling
the
game, no, you can't go by first name.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Not with that one, you can.
I mean, you just can't. You can't. If he does, if he happens to put him on in somebody's face or it in somebody's face, you can't talk about
you
it.
You know, they've said he has to stop jersey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
He's switching. I don't think they're allowing him to do the jersey
They were
swap.
Doing some good ones.
Yeah.
They Why, had, swapping had so many?
There was a guy who played at Arkansas. His last name was Black.
Yeah, that's yeah. the one I remember. Yeah.
I can't remember his first name. Big hair, but that's
Yeah, big hair, light-skinned dude. Yeah,
it has Black and Grady, except it had Grady's last name right next to each other.
I mean, that's not a rule. Why would you, of all the stuff that goes on
Derek
in school,
White. Yeah. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What other jersey swap name would fit perfectly to stand next to Grady and his last name?
Well, yeah,
who else would you like to see standing? There was those guys at West Virginia the guy's last name was Twig and the other guy's name was Barry. And they were constantly sitting next to each other.
Great.
Yeah. Who else in the league would you that's one that Adam Silver, the human penis himself, that Adam Silver does not want to see do a jersey swap and hold the photo up like he saw Black Grady. If it wasn't Grady.
We had a Casey Dick was a quarterback at Arkansas, and then Clark Moore was a linebacker. And
what would they do?
They would stand next to each other. But there was a third one, and I can't remember it. If you look it up online, it pops up. It was a great picture. There's another last name that fits into the Moore, and I can't remember exactly how they did it, but it was classic.
Is there a little?
Oh, it was good. It was good.
Oh, good.
Our deep snapper was Brett Good, but it was spelt good. So it was Moore Good.
Trey Man.
Man, that's a good one. That's a good one. Is there somebody? There's got to be a little. There's got to be. Leonard Little's got to have a kid in the league or something. So, all right, coming up, let's react to some of the things D'Amico and Reggie's letting us know. Yeah, Anthony Black. Anthony Black. Yeah, I was going to say Tony Black. If Rudy Gay, if Rudy Gay was still in the league, that would be a tough one.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.